As months of conflict in Afghanistan wind down, there are mounting fears about relations between India and its neighbor, Pakistan. President Bush today called Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf and India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to discuss the tensions between the two Asian nations. Vajpayee said today that India would do all it could to avoid war with Pakistan, but he urged the Indian people to be ready for every eventuality. In Islamabad, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar warned that the current tensions could trigger a chain of action and reaction that neither side desires. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi on the continuing war of words that threatens to turn into a real conflict.
Leaders on both sides continue to insist they do not want war, yet both sides continue to prepare for one, sending more troops and equipment to the border that separates the two countries. Thousands of villagers from both sides who live near the border are leaving their homes for safer areas. Indian and Pakistani troops exchanged small arms fire again today along the line of control in the disputed region of Kashmir. Pakistan today officially banned all Indian satellite television and cable channels because of what a government spokesman called their poisonous propaganda against Pakistan. India is considering whether to pull Pakistani television from its airwaves as well. In New Delhi, Prime Minister Vajpayee called for a meeting tomorrow of nearly a dozen political parties, including members of the opposition, to discuss the current situation. Vajpayee today told senior officials of his BJP party that his government would do its utmost to avoid war with Pakistan, but would do whatever necessary to end what Vajpayee called Pakistan-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The latest crisis between the two countries was sparked by an attack 2 weeks ago on India's parliament here in New Delhi, in which 14 people, including five attackers, were killed. India says two Pakistan-backed groups opposed to Indian rule in Kashmir carried out the attack. Pakistan says it had nothing to do with it and has frozen the assets of one of the groups, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and arrested the leader of the other group, Jaish-e-Mohammed. Pakistan has also arrested several dozen militants in the past few days, a move welcomed yesterday by President Bush, who said he hoped that India would take note of Pakistan's action. An Indian Foreign Ministry spokesperson today said that India would examine reports of the arrests and would, she said, make our own assessment. Several Indian newspapers today reported that tensions appeared to be easing and that Prime Minister Vajpayee and Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf might meet next week at a regional gathering in Nepal. President Musharraf said he would welcome such a meeting. Indian officials, however, today said such a meeting is unlikely unless Pakistan is seen by India to be taking concrete steps against militants operating in Kashmir. The Himalayan territory is claimed by both countries. India and Pakistan have fought three wars since independence, two of them over Kashmir. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.